From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Friday at Iowa Catholic Radio. Beow, 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 beow. I just want to know if we have provisions if we get snowed in the next hour.
Okay, to all of our listeners, if you love us, will you bring us coffee and donuts here?
No, we have coffee.
Oh, okay.
We need bacon.
Oh, we need bacon. That's right. Oh, folks, yeah, this is Iowa Catholic Radio. John Leonetti, who knows where he is? Mary Sue, Gene Wells, we're here. Father Andrew made it in. He didn't know if he'd make it in.
John's probably home.
Father Andrew, what is the penance for someone that has us come in to sub for him when he's actually sleeping at home?
Right here. Right here.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is Friday. It is. What day is it?
Friday.
I know.
17th.
This is so helpful. Friday the 17th. We're broadcasting from 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Or you might be streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com, or you could be tuning in on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Most likely from your bed, since all of our Catholic schools are closed.
Just for the children.
Oh.
As Jean likes to say, it's for the kids.
And their future. Mary Sue has to go to work.
Mary Sue does have to go to work.
It's for your future.
Yeah. So what you all need to do is to call Father David and say, I think the St. Pius office should be closed as well.
Well, the Diocese of Des Moines is closed.
That's right. We are.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to go into work, though. I have things to do.
Oh, you're an overachiever.
I have places to go. Oh, we are so blessed to be here. As always, we have a fun lineup today. Sister Terry Ricard is going to join us. She is a Dominican sister and retreat leader and all of that good stuff. And we're going to talk about everyday witness, the seven simple habits for sharing your faith. I think we all need at least one of them.
Yeah. Sounds good.
And then Katie Prejean McGrady is joining us. She is a Catholic speaker and author and project of Avenue Explorers. And they're doing a 4-week multimedia series examining stress, anxiety, and mental health.
I signed up yesterday.
Did you?
Yes. I can use some mental health.
Yeah. Hey, you're here with us. Father Andrew, what is she calling us?
Yeah, what else do I need?
He's the strong, silent type over there. Oh, well, Mark will be joining us, as always, with news and sports. But before we go any farther, Deacon Tony, would you lead us in prayer?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us.
Amen. Let's welcome in Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
And the crowd goes wild. Oh.
Yeah, what crowd?
Well, it was Mary Sue and I.
What crowd?
Okay, the question of the day, is the Dowling game canceled because school is canceled?
Yes, everything is canceled today. Schools are all out. I don't know of any school that's holding classes here in Central Iowa. They started canceling about 5 o'clock this morning. So, no game tonight. The rescheduled for the basketball game will either be, I'm guessing, tomorrow or on Monday. So we'll have to see how that all shakes out.
Yeah, well, tomorrow looks iffy.
High winds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because of the high winds and icing conditions, Ames is Dowling's opponent, so that creates another dynamic in rescheduling. It's not just like it's a city, one of the city schools. So. We'll keep you posted, but right now, nothing today. Everybody is home and waiting for the storm to pass.
Well, are your offices closed?
No, we're open. I've got to leave here after I get done visiting with you two. And by the way, good morning, Father Andrew. I see you made it in the studio. Congratulations on that. Hopefully you can make it home safe.
Oh, I'm not too worried about that at this point.
There you go.
His co-pilot is God, so he's in good shape, aren't you, Father?
my co-pilot. Hopefully he's the pilot.
Oh. Cha-ching. 2 points. Hey, Mark, what do you have for us today?
You have about 55 minutes to explain that one there, yeah. Mary Sue.
I didn't say it. Jean said it.
I thought, oh, it was Jean?
Oh, no, it was Mary Sue.
Even better. There you go. All right. Well, right now from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, and we have cloudy skies, 13 degrees, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is a balmy 1 degree, and we should see snow entering central Iowa here in the next hour or so. As we mentioned earlier, most all schools are closed here in central Iowa, including Dowling and all Des Moines parochial schools. And today we have a winter storm warning here in central Iowa, 4 to 6 inches of snow predicted. Right now it's in western Iowa heading this way. Blowing snow throughout the day, and that'll end around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and it'll change over to a frozen mix. Today's high 30 degrees, southeast winds at 20, gusting to over 30 miles per hour. Tonight, the frozen mix continues, then snow and blowing snow. Temperatures around 30 degrees as they will, temperatures will rise throughout the night. South winds 15 to over 25 miles per hour, and then tomorrow, falling temperatures, very windy and cold. And that cold, winds will be blowing that snow around. Temperatures at 13 degrees, wind chills below zero for your Saturday. And on Sunday, cold, partly cloudy, a high of 7 degrees, more of the same on Monday. Reminder, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Partly cloudy and cold, a high of just 10 degrees. Now, overnight lows on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights well below zero here in central Iowa. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, as we mentioned, most schools are closed today, including Dowling Catholic High School and most of the Des Moines parochial schools, along with public schools, as we are under winter weather, winter storm warning, as experts are advising Iowans to pre-treat their driveways and sidewalks today. If any concrete is less than 2 years old, you shouldn't be putting any ice melt on it. You should just be a mixture of sand. But the city of Des Moines City Public Works Director Jonathan Gano says in ice storms, plows will lay salt everywhere, including residential streets. Mid-American Energy plans to have extra crews on standby today due to the potential of snow, ice, and high winds. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school wrestling, and it was senior night at Dowling High School, and the Maroons defeated Urbandale by the score of 43-26 at the Dowling Gym. Last night, men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference, the Drake Bulldogs defeated Illinois State 84-74 at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. And last night in women's college basketball, it was number 22 Iowa Hawkeyes rallying to defeat Minnesota 76-75 in Minneapolis last night. The Hawkeye women now 14-3 on the season. Tonight it's men's college basketball in the Big Ten. Number 19 Michigan taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. They'll tip off at 8 o'clock. They'll be televised on Fox Sports 1 from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. And tonight, women's college basketball, both Drake and Northern Iowa are at home. Indiana State comes to Des Moines, takes on the Drake Bulldogs. They'll tip off at 6 o'clock at the Knapp Center. And Evansville takes on Northern Iowa tonight. They'll tip off at 6:30 in Cedar Falls. Tonight, AHL hockey right here in Des Moines. The Iowa Wild in second place. They'll host San Jose, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena. USHL hockey, the Des Moines Buccaneers are on the road at Fargo. In today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar, there are no activities. All activities have been postponed today, including Dowling's game with Ames and high school girls and boys basketball. As we mentioned earlier, that game will be rescheduled for probably either Saturday or Monday. We'll see what athletic director Tom Wilson comes up with. But no game tonight. Dowling and Ames postponed. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 13 degrees, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. Keep in mind, we're under winter storm warning all day today through tomorrow. 4 to 6 inches of snow possible here in central Iowa. Snow, blowing snow, changing to a frozen mix later on today. Today's high 30 degrees with southeast winds well over 30 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Maybe.
Not looking too bad as we get things started off this morning. It is starting off to be about a 7-minute drive as you're heading in from the West Mixer to downtown. 7 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown as well. No other problems to pass along. But again, probably about an hour, things might start changing up a little bit. So just use caution if you are heading out at all today with all that snow coming into our area. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's Travick on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, stay nice and warm today in the comfort of your home. Listen to Iowa Catholic Radio on the app. You can enjoy a lot of programming that you don't normally get to listen to, including Bishop Johnson today at 9.
At 9
I
o'clock.
Love his new show.
That's right. And a big thanks to Golden Rule PHC, who provides residential plumbing services in Des Moines. You'll only want to trust plumbers with the experience that ensures an excellent job each time. You can find them online at goldenrulephc.com or phone 888-203-5401.
Well, Father Andrew, the Baptism of the Lord, part two, right? That's Sunday's gospel.
Right. Continuation of last weekend's gospel. It's showing John the Baptist yet again. We've heard a lot from him lately, it seems. How he's really kind of the pivot, if you will, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Mm-hmm. Such an important role that he has to play in being that kind of transition between the two. And this phrase that he utters should sound familiar to any Catholic. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This isn't just some phrase that we should just recognize.
Yeah, some writer is like, oh, let's put that in the Mass. No.
Right, right. It's not just like, oh, that sounds good. We'll put it in there. No, this is really a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy of who the Messiah is. This is who Jesus is. He's delivering Israel, not just Israel, the whole world, from sin in particular and death as well.
Well, and it brings back then that, again, it's so rich. The history is so rich. What Abraham and Isaac, mm-hmm. you know, God will provide the lamb. Fast forward to the New Testament, Lamb of God. And then he is sacrificed later, you know. And you're like, all of a sudden, when you put all of those pieces together, you can't just read Scripture independently and pull out the phrase of the day and say, oh, that's my motto for the day. It's that whole history, that rich history.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. Going back to Abraham, how Isaac is the kind of the precursor to Jesus. He was supposed to be sacrificed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but the angel stayed Abraham's hand, and so here he is, kind of a type of Jesus, who is the ultimate Lamb.
Now, is the mountain where Isaac was supposed to be offered the same mountain where Jesus was crucified?
Oh,
is that geographically the same location?
Depends who you ask.
Yeah, I read that somewhere, and I'm like, sense. I don't know. I've never seen that anywhere else.
It makes sense if that's the case, but mm-hmm. it's hard to say given the complicated geography of that
region.
And
so. We weren't there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, such rich history. We have such rich history in our church. Hey, coming up after the break is Sister Terry Ricard. We're going to talk about Everyday Witnesses, 7 Simple Habits for Sharing Your Faith. Let's try to embrace at least one of them. Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:14. So grateful for our sponsors, R&R Realty.
R&R Realty partners with Iowa Catholic Radio in many ways, and we are so grateful. R&R Realty will help solve your commercial real estate needs by establishing long-term relationships built on trust, exceptional customer service, and added value. Find them online at rrrealty.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Listen to Catholic Women Now Thursday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio. Catholic Women Now, underwritten in part by Fred Haas, local injury attorney, Fred Double D, Haas Double A, FredHaas.com, and R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you to Tumi and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumi and Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiandSons.net.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, host of Cresta in the Afternoon. Catholic radio is absolutely necessary because the secular media just doesn't get our story. And secular media doesn't share our values. What's important to us is not necessarily what's important to them. So no matter what you can give, I'm asking you to prayerfully support Catholic radio in your area. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Whoa!
Good morning and welcome everyone to Iowa Catholic Radio. I'm Jean Wells along with Mary Sue. We're filling in for John Leonetti this morning.
And Father Andrew Winchettle is in the house with us this morning.
He's in the house.
Yes.
Present. Yes, we're doing attendance. Father Andrew, present. Mary Sue,
present.
Okay. All of our listeners, present. Okay. We're so grateful that you are here. Joining us on Iowa Catholic Radio in the Mercy One studio, we do love to hear from you. You can always text us at 515-223-1150 throughout the day. Anytime, you can text us with a question or a comment.
But especially this hour, Father Andrew's with us. If you have any questions about Catholicism, I'm sure he'd be happy to answer them.
That's right. He's sitting over here going, yes!
Well, it'd be great if that computer worked, too.
Yeah.
So we could actually see the text message.
No problem. No problem. Hey, joining us...
Sister Terry Ricard. She is a Dominican sister from New York and a well-known retreat leader and president of Renew International. Good morning, Sister.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you.
Well, we are very excited. This Everyday Witness, seven simple habits for sharing your faith. I think simple is good. I think we have to go back to basics.
Yeah, simple is always good.
Yeah.
Simple and doable.
Simple and doable. And today's a good day. Most everything is closed here in Des Moines because of this impending storm. So, you know, folks can practice these seven simple habits at home before they go out into the workplace and school and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why do you think Catholics tend to be intimidated about talking about our faith? You think if we're living it, then we should be willing to just chat about it.
Exactly. But, you know, it's interesting. I think it's part of our culture. You know, Catholicism, you know, more of a personal, private kind of faith. And I think that's really what pushed us out is particularly our evangelical friends. Mm-hmm. We see them in the workplace, at the mall, giving testimony to their faith. So I think it's getting us back to the call of Jesus to preach the gospel to all nations. It's not the job of sisters or priests or deacons alone, that every person, baptized person, is called to share the good news in their particular way. So I think that that's been a long haul since Vatican II to really for individual Catholics to reclaim their discipleship and that call to be bearers of the good news in both actions, but also words.
You know, Sister, you kind of preach into the choir here because Mary Sue works at a parish. I work at the diocese. Father Andrew, well, I don't know. Where do you? Oh, you have a parish, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You know, I think when we are immersed you know, so many hours of the day in our Catholicism. When we leave, we talk about work. Just like everybody else talks about work. You know, how was your day? Oh, it was good. Well, we prayed for so-and-so, and, oh, we're putting on this mission, or, you know, we've got, you know, this holy hour coming up. And I think maybe that, I don't know if that's one of your seven habits, but when you're immersed in the things of the church, you're going to talk about it because it's your day-to-day life.
Sure, but sometimes people compartmentalize things, you know, so it's like what you do on Sunday, it's got to affect every day of our lives, but somehow that's church, and then this is soccer, and this is the gym, and so, you know, it's interesting. What I found, I actually go to a gym every morning, and
God bless
I feel
you.
Like I'm doing more God talk or sharing about the faith there. Because, you know, people know I'm a sister and they ask me to pray for them, or we get into different conversations kind of on the side. So I have an opportunity not to more just share how God is working in my own life. So when people say to me, you know, I'd like you to pray for me, I say, let's pray now. You know, let's pray right now. That's any of us can say, let's say a prayer together. So I think it's bringing our faith to the mall, to the ball field, and to try to be comfortable just in every day. I went to church on Sunday, and I really was touched by this. Or my baby is being baptized, and this is why I'm baptizing the baby.
So we want the seven tips, the seven habits.
Okay,
let's
you got it. Okay, the first one is joy. Absolutely. You know, I love that line from Pope Francis in the Joy of the Gospel when he talks about don't be a sourpuss. So I talk about children. So I take each one of these habits. I tell a story from somebody in my own life that has somehow enfleshed that habit, and look at scripture a little bit, pray about it, and then ask people to make a commitment.
So, sister, you're cutting out a little bit, so I don't know if...
Okay, are we okay now?
That was good. That was good. So I think you said it was joy. Every time you said it, it kind of cut out.
Okay, choose joy. Absolutely.
Choose joy. Got it.
The second one is be humble. Don't kind of point fingers at people, judging people. It's about knowing that we're sinners. We don't have all the answers, but we can share our experience of God and how God has touched us. So not so much what everybody else should be doing, but how we experience God and how it's called us to do works of charity and acts of justice.
You know, so we shouldn't choose the country song, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." That should not be our theme song.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What's number three?
Now, I'm a Dominican. Remember, I'm the Order of Preachers, so I love this one. Preach from the pulpit of life. So what I mean from that, about that, is that preach out of your experiences of God. And you preach every day from your life. Most of us are not preaching in a wooden pulpit, but we all can preach from our everyday life. So I talk about that. The fourth one is pray unceasingly. So I find a lot when I'm doing retreats and when I'm doing my Renew work that a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, sister, I'm really worried about my children going to church, my grandchildren being baptized. So I talk about that. I give a story of somebody that, like, say, Monica and Augustine just prayed, did small things. So I think that we can't depend on ourselves. Sometimes it's not about making clear arguments, but it's about praying and realizing that it's all about God's power, not necessarily ours. The fifth one I think is really important. Listen with a cupped ear. So can you get that image? No?
Yes.
Kind of pushing your ear. I tell a quick story about a painting of a rabbi, and it's what you see is not an open mouth, but a cupped ear. So everything begins with listening. So all good preaching, quite honestly, whether it's from your life or the pulpit, we have to hear what's going on in people's lives and then respond to that.
Sister, it's so much easier to listen to come up with your argument back. That's a good idea, but, you know.
Exactly. And when you're an extrovert like me, I'm already, you're not even halfway finished, and I'm already have a response for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of us have to work on it a little harder than others, you know. Grace builds on nature. So.
Oh, there's that humility thing.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Okay, what's number six?
Number six, practice the art of accompaniment.
Art of accompaniment, okay.
So this whole thing of walking with others. You can be sharing someone about the gospel. So to me, then there's a point to say, hey, listen, I'll come to church with you. You know, I'll pick you up, take you there. I'll meet you there. Or when people are going through difficult times, you can't just say, this is what you should do, and this is who Jesus is, and this is why the sacraments are important. You have to be there for people and move with them. You know, we see this in the process of the rite of Christian initiation. You know, it's not just have a talk with them and then make the sacraments. You know, it's walking with them through different parts of life.
You know, Sister, it's interesting. I had breakfast with a good friend of mine yesterday, and, you know, an hour in, you know, we're just getting ready to say our goodbyes. You know, we'd gone over all of our work issues and family and weather and all of that kind of things. And I'm, you know, it's almost time to say goodbye. And I'm like, yeah, but how are you doing? Oh, my word. It was, you know, I think I really feel like I'm struggling from depression. I'm kind of, you know, and it's like, oh, why didn't we start the conversation with how are you doing as opposed to going through the whole task list of our everyday lives? Because that hour could have been spent in a lot of different kind of conversation, healing kind of conversation. So,
exactly. And I think being attentive to that other person. And I tell you, honestly, what I try to do is before I meet with somebody, or especially even my ministry, you know, it's going to be a difficult conversation, just take a few minutes. I'm always best when I can be a little quiet. You know, Lord, help me, you know, be present to this. And I think we can be more attentive to what's going on in people's life and be able to walk with them in the way they need to be accompanied, not the way we think, you know.
So, okay, I bet number seven is a doozy.
Seven is a doozy. It tops the things. And so engage in God talk. And what I mean by that, you know, we live in, as you know, a very secular culture, and God is less and less in our conversations. So I always say I belong to a women's golf league, you know, in our town, and the most I hear about God is, you know, when people are swearing, you know, when the ball goes in the, bunker. So, you know, how do we move it that we talk about God in good ways, or, you know, listen, I'm praying for you, or this is who God is. So it's interesting, I cite an article in the New York Times when, you know, that talks about this research that people less and less are talking about God. And even things of God, like hope, charity, love, forgiveness, those kinds of, that is becoming less and less part of our vocabulary. So a lot of these things, you have to be intentional. I don't mean push it, you know. The Pope says, you know, it's not about proselytizing, you know, muscling in, or, you know, listen, this is what you should believe, or go to our church. But simply talking about those God moments when God is clear through the love of another person, through an experience in our prayer, and share that very simply with others.
Well, when someone uses God's name in vain, I will make the sign of the cross, and they always look at me kind of confused. And I said, oh, you use God's name. I thought you wanted to pray. You know, and they kind of chuckle, but
they get it.
They get it, you know, and you don't have to be in their face and be obnoxious about it. But, well, some people might consider that obnoxious, but then they know me, so it's okay. Well, yeah, Sister Terry Ricard, Thank you so much for joining us today. You can go to AveMariaPress.com and search there for Everyday Witness and get this list and all the description, the richness of the description behind it. Sister, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great and blessed day.
Thank you. Hey, coming up is our Saint of the Day, and we thank our sponsors, especially Bell Construction.
At Bell Construction, Dean comes to the home or job to give a bid for your roofing needs. And when the job is done, Dean, who owns Bell Construction, personally inspects your property to ensure the highest quality of work. Dean's been in the roofing business for 30 years, and you can reach him at 515-963-4494.
Let's go to Father Andrew now for today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. Up to now in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus has concerned himself with those who are sick and are possessed by demons. Now he shows power over sin, and in doing so causes a scandal for the scribes who struggle with his identity and the connection they assumed existed between infirmity and sin. Jesus answers their question about who can forgive sins by not only challenging their expectations of God and Word, but by also forgiving the paralytic's sin, something we experience with him every time we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Be Not Afraid is provided by Dream Dirt Farm Real Estate and Auction.
Dream Dirt's online equipment auction, Farm Bid, is an online auction house for farm machinery. We take your equipment photos and information and create listings for our customers to make it as easy as possible to get started selling machinery online. And each item is advertised individually to get the most exposure. Bidding happens 24/7 at bid.dreamdirt.com. Dream Dirt Farm and Equipment Auction Services. Farm auctions done right.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Jean Wells. And would you consider a $30 a month donation? Your support keeps Iowa Catholic Radio on the air, connecting people to Christ.
The Spring Carathon starts Monday, February 17th. Whoa!
Welcome back to Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lowe and Father Andrew Winchettle's in the house because it is Friday. All of our Catholic schools are closed today, so if you have not yet checked that, know that they are, and you'll want to check with your local parish if they're going to have daily mass and all of those kinds of things as well.
We are excited to be broadcasting from the Mercy One studio on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Or maybe you're streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com or tuning in on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app.
both of those options are great options when you're home today, all snuggled in, maybe crocheting or doing some crafts or baking.
All that.
All of those things. All of those things you could be doing. But we should always pray first. Deacon Tony?
God our Father, we offer you this day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. It is Friday, January 17th, and we are so grateful for our sponsors, including Five Suns Naturescapes.
A special thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting John Leonetti in the morning. They are passionate about providing natural solutions while creating a lush and full landscape for their customers. Honesty and integrity come first. Phone them at 515-493-1060 or online at fivesunsnaturescapes.com.
Let's check in with Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
So, Mark, have you gone outside to check the temperature? Should we all just stay in
yes.
today?
Yes, check temperature. Everything's fine right now until okay. probably the next hour. We'll see snow. Yeah, let the dog out, found the newspaper. Everything's good now, but it's okay. all going to change.
Who let the dog
that's
out?
That's why we're... I did. Oh, I got to go let her in. Just a minute. I got to get her back in here. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're just going to have to fill now for Mark. Yeah.
But unfortunately, the snow storm is a week from the last one, so it looks like every Friday we're going to be having storms. We had this happen last year, if you guys remember, middle of January all the way to February. We had storms once a week, sometimes twice a week, and it looks like we're in that pattern right now with the weather.
Well, shut up. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't say that.
That's not very nice. Is Father Andrew? Yeah. Father Andrew, help me out here. I mean, you need to forgive that gal.
All the little kiddos, I'm sorry I said that.
She's
I shouldn't have
contrary.
Said that.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
On Iowa Catholic Radio, that word comes out.
Well, you said the snow word.
Yes, I did.
So that's a four-letter word.
I didn't say the word. Well, I didn't say the word blizzard. That's what they're looking at conditions to the north of Des Moines. Yeah, blizzard warning, northwest Iowa, up in your neck of the woods, or Gene Fort Dodge, Carroll, Algona, all the way to Sioux City. Blizzard warning, and that is never good. That means don't go out, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I won't be going to Fort Dodge.
You guys be safe today.
Yeah,
you guys be safe today. We're going to have get snow shovels out, snow blowers going, and then the ice melt, they're saying, after the storm. We're going to get that ice or that mix or whatever, and that'll be later on this afternoon and evening because the temperature's supposed to warm up tonight. You go figure that out.
Hmm. Okay. I guess we'll take it.
And then tomorrow they'll drop again.
Yeah.
And we'll have like 50 mile an hour winds.
Yeah. So we'll have a nice layer
blowing,
of ice
blowing all
underneath
the snow.
The snow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, blowing all that snow that didn't settle all around. Yeah, that's high winds tomorrow. That's just great. We're in the middle of winter now. We asked for it back in November, December, and we got it in January. How about that?
So, folks, please just be careful. Listen to all of the broadcasts that are saying no travel recommended on Saturday. Just stay home if you need to.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's get to it right now from the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. Cloudy skies, 13 degrees. The snow is just to the west of Des Moines, and it'll be moving through the central Iowa area shortly as we're expecting 4 to 6 inches of snow today. But currently, cloudy skies, 13 degrees, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is 1 degree above zero. And today, there is a winter storm warning here in central Iowa, a blizzard warning for northwest Iowa, and a winter weather advisory for southern Iowa. All that means is we're going to have snow and a little bit of ice later on, as we'll see snow and blowing snow throughout the day here in central Iowa, then a freezing mix later on this afternoon and evening. Today's high in central Iowa, 30 degrees, with a southeast wind at 20, gusting to well over 30 miles per hour at times. Tonight, that frozen mix continues, then snow, then blowing snow. Temperatures around 30 degrees as it gets warmer throughout the evening. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, on your Saturday, falling temperatures throughout the day, very windy, and a blow with blowing snow. Temperatures around 13 degrees, and wind chills well below zero for your Saturday. Sunday, partly cloudy and cold, high of 7 degrees. And on Monday, which is a holiday, Martin Luther King holiday, it'll be partly cloudy and cold with a high of 10 degrees. And then below zero temperatures Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday night. So be mindful of that on our overnight lows. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, as Gene, Mary Sue, and Father mentioned, all schools today are closed, including Dowling Catholic High School and all parochial schools throughout the day. All activities are canceled tonight, including Dowling's game, basketball game with Ames at the Dowling Gym. That has been postponed to a different date. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, another winter storm is on its way, obviously, and experts are advising Iowans to pre-treat their driveways and sidewalks. If you have concrete that's less than 2 years old, you shouldn't be putting any ice melt on it. It should just be a mixture of sand. The city of Des Moines Public Works Director Jonathan Gano says in ice storms, plows will lay salt everywhere, including the residential streets. MidAmerican Energy plans to have extra crews on standby today due to the ice and high winds. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school wrestling. It was senior night for the Dowling Wrestlers, and they defeated Urbandale 43-26 at the Dowling Gym. Last night, men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference. Drake Bulldogs at home. They defeated Illinois State 84-74. And last night, women's college basketball in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes rallied and came from behind and defeated Minnesota 76-75 in Minneapolis. The Iowa Hawkeye women ranked number 22, and they have now a record of 14-3 on the season. Tonight it's men's college basketball in the Big Ten. Number 19 Michigan comes to Iowa City and takes on the Iowa Hawkeyes. They'll tip it off at 8 o'clock, and that'll be televised on Fox Sports 1. Tonight right here in Des Moines, we have women's college basketball, Indiana State at Drake at 6 o'clock at the Knapp Center. And in northern Iowa, also at home, they take on Evansville tonight at 6:30 in Cedar Falls. Tonight, AHL hockey here in town. The Iowa Wild are at home. They'll face off at 7 o'clock against San Jose at Wells Fargo Arena. And in USHL hockey, Des Moines Buccaneers on the road. They're at Fargo, North Dakota, and they'll take on the Fargo Force, and they'll face off tonight at 7 o'clock in Fargo. Well, today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar, as I mentioned earlier, no activities are scheduled right now for today as a winter storm has postponed all events. Dowling's basketball game with Ames will be made up at a later date, and we'll keep you posted here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 13 degrees, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is 1 degree, and then now snow. Snow entering the greater Des Moines area. We're expecting 4 to 6 inches of snow today as we're under a winter storm warning. Western Iowa getting snow right now, blowing snow and then freezing mix later on this afternoon, and a high of 30 degrees with southeast winds 20 to gusting over 30 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not too bad for us as we're making that drive in. 8 minutes as you're heading in from the west mixer to downtown, and then 7 minutes from the east mixer into downtown on 235. No other problems to pass along. Something did just pop up. We have an accident, 2nd Avenue, headed northbound at Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. So use caution there if you're around Principal Park in that area. Thanks to BuilderKent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKent has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
In solitude, the saint was challenged by the devil, but he held firm to his faith in Jesus and his trust in prayer.
Well, it's Saint Anthony of Egypt is our saint of the day. Wealthy guy, lived in the 3rd century after Christ's death. He was so moved by the gospel message to sell everything and give it to the poor that he did just that. He left his village and lived for a time in unused tombs in the graveyard outside of the village limits. Yikes. Anthony began to perfect a monastic way of life, preferring poverty, solitude, and prayer. But his way of life attracted many others. That's oftentimes you see that. You know, you have a hermit.
So much for the solitude.
Yeah, so much for solitude. He attracted others, particularly people asking for healing for a variety of skin diseases. Eventually, Anthony began to set up monastic cells. Individual living quarters spread far apart, so you could be in a community but still have some solitude. That was considered an early monastery.
Anthony also wrote powerfully against the heresy of Arianism, which denied the divinity of Jesus. We still have that struggle today. Anthony called the heresy the mule who kicked over the altar. Anthony lived to be 105. So we ask St. Anthony of Egypt to pray for us.
And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day. Stephen practices real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. You can phone him at 515-224-1776.
Hey, coming up, we have Katie Prejean McGrady. We're going to talk about a four-week multimedia series examining stress, anxiety, and mental health issues. And here's your Diocesan Minute.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, January 17th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Plan on attending the annual St. Patrick's Gala supporting Catholic Charities on Saturday, March 7th. This fun event helps Catholic Charities help those in need in our community. This event features live music, food, drink, and much more. To learn more, contact Beth at 237-5078. That's 237-5078. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson this morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with Tom Chapman, Executive Director of the Iowa Catholic Conference, about this year's legislative session and the priorities of the bishops of Iowa. That's this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And speaking of Bishop Johnson, he wants to hear from you. Tell us how you've experienced God working in your life, and he may talk about it on an upcoming radio show. Just text your thoughts to 515-223-1150 using the hashtag Bishop. That's 515-223-1150. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Tumi and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball, an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumi and Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiandSons.net.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Stallone and Father Andrew Winchettle, pastor of St. Mary Holy Cross, spiritual advisor for Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Friday, no school today because of the pending snowstorm, so stay warm, stay cozy.
Hunker down with your coffee and your chocolate.
That's right. If you need to run to the store, do it quickly before 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll be in good shape. We're broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. So blessed to be doing that. And speaking of being blessed, we are grateful to Blessman International.
Every year, Blessman International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip at blessmaninternational.org. And I know John is going to be going on one of those trips, so you can do that with John.
Well, and what other events do we have coming up, Mary Sue?
Well, the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference is
February 22nd, yep.
That's right. That's going to be at the Embassy Suites downtown. It's from 8 to noon. Mass will be offered at 7:30, registration at 8, and the speaker includes Iowa State football head coach Matt Campbell.
So you can't go to that, Mary Sue.
No, I know I can't, yeah. But Al can.
Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, we were going to have Katie Prejean McGrady joining us, but a little confusion on when she was going to be with us, and she's headed out the door. Obviously, they don't have snow where she's at.
That's right. She's got to get her daughter
to school.
She
was headed to school. So we wanted to visit with Father Andrew with our previous guest, Sister Terry Ricard. She talked about these seven simple habits for sharing your faith. And, you know, and Father, we look at this list, and it's like, it's so easy to say choose joy. How do you really choose joy, or how do you really be humble? How do you transition your life if you're kind of a negative Nancy? How do you go from being this negative person to being this person filled with joy? What is that process like? Any tips for us? I suppose you're going to say pray unceasingly.
Well, that is definitely one of them that helps, especially if you've heard of the examine, whether it's before confession, for example, or a practice that we have in the church is at the night prayer. We begin it with examining our day, so we can look back and see what are those times that we've failed to choose the good, for example, that we've perhaps rejected the good and chosen something that is negative or something that is even evil.
I suppose first it's recognizing that you kind of are a negative person. And an examine would certainly help do that, because if you can easily come up with the list of, 20 things that you were horrible at that day and you can't come up with one that you're grateful for, that's kind of a, hello, let's reevaluate.
Yeah, and try to get to the root of things, too. First of all, I guess don't expect a change necessarily overnight. Certainly God is capable of that if we let him give us the grace to do that. But some of these things take time, especially if they're habitual.
Mm-hmm.
Sin, sometimes how often do we go to confession and repeat the same sin again and again and again?
I don't know what he speaks of. Do you, Mary Sue?
Absolutely not.
But as a priest joked, although there is truth to it at times, thankfully we're not committing new sins.
That's right. And, Monsignor Beeson always said, if you're weeding the same weed out of the garden, you know what you need to do to get rid of it. But if you have new weeds popping up, that's not a good thing.
Right. So, and what's the key about pulling up a weed is getting it by the root. And so that's, you probably would cease going to a doctor if all he did was treat the symptoms. Just kept giving you medication to cover up the symptoms until they get to the root of the malady, then you're just going to continue to be miserable and having to take that medication. And so,
well, okay. And we're not going to talk about the healthcare system.
And one of the things is just creating a habit. And I mean, we talk about this in our culture all the time, is, creating successful habits and positive habits and things like that. But, choosing joy, I think, starts with, thinking about being grateful and what are the things in our life that we can be grateful for, and everybody can think of something.
It's like when the alarm goes off, practice saying, it's a new day. It's, as opposed to saying, oh, the alarm.
Yeah, I have to hit the snooze.
Yeah, I hit the snooze.
Which I did.
Which I did, too. Yeah. Okay, one of the other habits she talked about, which I think, I don't know if this is hard or not, but it says, preach from the pulpit of life. And I'm like, okay, so you automatically think, oh, I have to come up with my 8 to 10 minute preaching. No, we're going to leave that to you, Father. How do we really start about preaching from the pulpit of life? What's a good example, Mary
Sue? I think it's talking with people about your own life experiences and how you've, seen God working through those experiences, whether that's through another person or whether it's through shared prayer, or if it's, some kind of a personal experience you have where you feel like, in those moments that you really feel like something is being revealed to you by God. And I think, when we preach from our own heart, which is just saying, expressing, what our own beliefs are through our experiences, people identify with that because it's everyday life. I call it grocery store spirituality,
Yeah. Well, and people do love stories.
Yeah.
When I was at the Rosary the other night, I felt such a sense of peace and calm. You did? Why? What was going on? Well, it was quiet and there was candles and all of life's worries went away. And it's like, you didn't have to quote any scripture. You just talked about the peace that comes with prayer. Yeah. Father, what do you say about this preaching from the pulpit of life?
Yeah, and it doesn't always have to be vocal, too. We proclaim the gospel in both word and deed. And so, that's the I think the obvious and easy one is to come up with is to say, yeah, God bless you for something simple mm-hmm. like that. But to even just carry ourselves with a certain confidence in Christ's love for us and that we have faith. And then through our actions, we don't even have to necessarily say anything. It's just by the deeds that we do for others that they will witness to that faith.
People are paying attention. Mm-hmm. People pay attention to what we do, not just what we say. So
yeah, you know, one of the things that she put on here, and I did not understand this before, and I do now, and that's that pray unceasingly, where it's, you know, if you're always in the process of saying the rosary, for instance, you know, when you get up from your desk, you say a Hail Mary, and I forget which one I'm on. But I don't think God's going, oh, Gene, you were on number 7 of that decade, not number 8. Don't be skipping a rosary. Don't skip a Hail Mary.
Yeah. Well, especially considering all the distractions that we have these days compared to, as our saint of the day, St. Anthony, mm-hmm. he probably wasn't tempted to pull out his cell phone every 5 minutes as we are.
As we all have our cell phones sitting close at hand.
Not that we are all that way, but some people are very much addicted to those things. And so any kind of prayer as opposed to that is going to be better than anything.
You know, it's nothing. A new year. It's a great time to create new mm-hmm. habits. And this, I think this book looks just really mm-hmm. good. And there's a lot of, you know, each chapter has prayer and tips and things like that.
And you don't have to do all of them.
Everyday Witness, 7 Simple Habits for Sharing Your Faith.
Wonderful. We thank you so much for joining us today. Talk about praying. You can always pray with Iowa Catholic Radio. Start in the morning where we read the Bible. In a year, that's at 5 a.m., followed by the Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary 3 times a day, 5:30 and 9:30, and then 9:30 in the evening.
Pray the Angelus with us at 6 a.m. and the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m.
We thank you all, as always, for the support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Our spring carathon is coming up. Spring, yes, you heard it here. It's the end of February before Lent starts. If you'd like to be on a team, give me a call, 515-223-1150. Father Andrew, would you offer a blessing for our day?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Make it a great Friday, everyone. For Mary Sue Lone, Father Andrew Winchettle, our producer, Deacon Tony Valdez, I'm Jean Wells. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
Just to know you and to make you know me, lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.